BBC Surrey with Nick Wallace.
Our top story this morning, the fear and loathing at Surrey County Council is back. This time, a senior Conservative has threatened legal action and called for an investigation into the way the council operates after he and a fellow cabinet member were sacked by the council leader. Ian Lake, who until yesterday was responsible for Surrey's highways, was removed from the county cabinet and referred to the council's standards committee. He's been accused of a conflict of interest over his directorship of a consultancy company which offers Olympic Games hospitality packages to overseas visitors. Councillor Denise Saliagopoulos, who had responsibility at the County Council for maximising Surrey's involvement in London 2012, is a director of the same company. She has also been sacked. I went to meet Councillor Lake yesterday in his hometown of Weybridge. He wasn't happy.
Given the support that both myself and Denise have given to the leadership during the recent difficulties over the last few months, I was just shocked and appalled that we should be treated this way.
You have a company called Charterhouse Chancery Limited, and it uses the fact that the Olympics are coming up this year as a potential business opportunity. This was the problem for the leader.
He seems to think that we have a vested interest. I can assure you we do not. Our company accounts are open for scrutiny. You can see that the company has not traded.
Do you understand how people might think? You, in the eyes of the council, have been trying to get business for yourself off the back of the activities that you carried out at the council.
Oh, I can understand the way these things may be translated, but the reality is that has not been the case whatsoever. I have taken legal advice today and I will be considering my position.
So it's fair to say you're considering taking legal action?
It may come to that.
I understood you counted David Hodge as a friend.
I count him as a friend still. I think there are other influences that have been brought to bear on this, and I am very concerned for the residents of Surrey, and I think a root and branch investigation of the County Council and the way it operates is probably more appropriate than an investigation into us.
Are dark forces at work? We'll ask the question in a few moments' time. In fact, let's put it all to BBC Surrey's political reporter, Jack Fean, who's going to try and make sense of all this. Jack, what exactly is going on here?
Well, this is not good news, Nick, for the Conservatives at all. David Hodge, the leader of Surrey County Council, has clearly been presented with information by his officers, which he thinks casts Ian Lake and Denise Saliagopoulos in a very bad light. He's dismissed the pair from the Cabinet, referred the matter to a standards committee, which will take place in due court. Ian Lake has actually told us that yesterday's confrontation was a kangaroo court. Now, bearing in mind that Surrey's Conservatives lost their leader and some senior Cabinet members in a bust up last autumn, this is just about the last thing they need, especially if you think that the leader has sacked the woman with the Olympics portfolio in the Olympic year.
Tell us more then about this company that the two councillors are directors of.
Well, it seems to be no more than a website at the moment. Charterhouse Chancery Limited says it exists to build alliances between UK business and the rest of the world, particularly China, the Far East and West Africa. But it also claims to be able to, and I'll quote from it, it says, arrange packages for visitors to the UK, in particular for the London 2012 Olympic Games. The company is based in Surrey. Surrey's strengths for London 2012 are its proximity to London and the Olympic Park, closeness to Wimbledon for tennis.
So what's Ian Lake had to say about it?
Well, Councillor Lake has told BBC Surrey that the company was created more than a year ago, but admits only informing the council of its existence last month. He also says Charterhouse Chancery Limited has never actually done any business, so he's mystified as to why anyone would think there is a conflict of interest. Now, being a director of a company which could benefit from the knowledge and contacts you develop as a councillor is a grey area. Really, we need to know the nature of the allegations that have been put in front of the current leader. Now, unfortunately, David Hodge won't be any more specific than to say the information he was presented with on Monday gave him no choice but to ask councillors Lake and Saliagopoulos to step down.
So, well, what happens next then?
Well, the Standards Committee will want to see if there is indeed a conflict of interest between the commercial activities of Ian Lake and Denise Saliagopoulos and their work as council members. They'll report back, we're told, as soon as possible, although we don't have a timescale for that. They'll either exonerate them or tell us if they have a case to answer. We're told that the replacements for Ian Lake and Denise Saliagopoulos will be announced later this morning. Now, even if the Standards Committee find that they've done nothing wrong, it seems unlikely we're going to see them back in the cabinet in the near future. We will hear the response of Denise Saliagopoulos to all of this later in the morning, but essentially she's told the BBC that she has nothing to hide and feels she's served the cabinet and the leader very loyally.
Jack, thank you. Well, we mentioned the previous leader of Surrey County Council, Dr. Andrew Povey. Let's speak to him now alongside Hazel Watson, who's the leader of the Liberal Democrat opposition group on Surrey County Council. Andrew Povey and Hazel Watson, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Povey, first of all, the leader of the council, and correct me if I'm wrong here, can sack and promote who he wants on a whim, if he likes. David Hodge has chosen to sack Ian Lake and Denise Saliagopoulos over their directorships of a company which has never traded before the outcome of any investigation is known. Is that right?
Well, yes, you're quite right. The leader under the strong leader model has the capacity to choose his cabinet. And that's part of the way the model works. So he can basically hire and fire at will. I think one thing I would just would like to say that both Denise and Ian have been extremely hard workers. They were both in my cabinet. And I do think we owe them some thanks for all the work that they've done on behalf of Surrey, whatever the result of this investigation.
So why sack them before the outcome of any investigation is known?
Well, I think the worry to me, and I've only just listened to your report there, is as to whether they had declared the interest and registered it properly. I mean, you know, that's what you've got to do because, you know, in my view, you actually want business people on the council, but you do have to be very careful and you do have to make sure you've registered, declared, etc., all at the right time.
So if the company was incorporated more than a year ago and Councillor Lake only saw fit to register that interest last month, that would be a sacking offence?
No, I don't think necessarily. I think it's a question of what activities it's been doing. Although he says it's not trading, I think it just you've got to unpick that a little bit more. Yeah, because I think he would have been wise to declare it and register it within the council earlier, even if it hasn't done anything. I just think you've got to be absolutely safe and sure.
I mean, you're the director of a healthcare company, which seems to land some very juicy council contracts. You don't see anything wrong with a county councillor being the director of a company?
My view is quite the opposite, that you know, local councils both at borough and county level are supposed to reflect their residents and where they live. And what you desperately need is business people involved in all tiers of local government. I think that's very, very important, actually.
Hazel Watson, how big a mess is this for the Conservatives?
Well, I think this is yet another blow for the shambolic Conservative administration at County Hall, where there have been two changes of leader in 2 years. Now two cabinet members have left the cabinet. The Environment Service has had two changes in cabinet members in the last 5 years, and this suggests that there are problems with the leadership of County Hall. And in my view, it can't be good for the stability of the council to have so many changes in the cabinet in one go.
But the Conservatives can behave how they like, can't they? Because you can't provide a credible opposition.
I would dispute that. We fought against the on-street parking charges policy, and finally, the Conservatives decided that they would abandon it. So I would say that we've had a real influence on the policies of the County Council.
I mean, Dr. Povey, we've had three leaders in 3 years. Ian Lake has been sacked twice in 6 months. At what stage does this become a total farce?
No, I don't think that's fair to say that at all. I think you actually do want a turnover of people within the Cabinet. I mean, I think one of the issues in the past has been people who've been there too long. I can't quite remember off the top of my head how long Ian and Denise have been on. Ian, I know certainly, well, they were both in the cabinet under the previous leader before myself, so they've both been there some time. So I think in that sense, although, you know, this has come about for a certain reason, you do actually need some refresh in the cabinet.
Mm, and that important reason hasn't been explained to us in detail by the leader of the council, but you said we need to unpick the nature of Councillor Lake's and Councillor Saliagopoulos' business activities, despite the fact this company they've set up hasn't traded and has produced a set of accounts in which there's no evidence of any trading going on. What should we be looking at?
Well, I think they've got to say what has it been doing. I mean, if you can set up a company, you know, virtually overnight and it's just a shell, but have they been, you know, talking to people about it? Have they been promoting it? What have they actually been doing? And as I said earlier, I think it just would have been wiser to declare it and register it right from the start, even if it wasn't doing anything at that time.
Dr. Andrew Povey, former leader of Surrey County Council, and before that, Hazel Watson, leader of the opposition for the Liberal Democrats at Surrey County Council. Thank you. This story will run and run, I have a feeling, and more of it to come this morning on BBC Surrey Breakfast. Obviously, if you have any knowledge or any gossip of what's been going on around County Hall, please do put it to our producer, 0370 411 1046. And if you just want to generally comment on what's going on, I'd love to hear from you this morning. It's 18 minutes past 7. Aurelia Allen.